This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Joe, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, please compare the breakup of Yugoslavia to the coming trouble in the United States. Your work is wonderful. Well Joe, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I can do better than that, because I'm half Serbian, a quarter Croatian, and a quarter Ukrainian. So towards the end of this video, I'll share my thoughts on the Ukraine conflict, which is yet another civil war. I was born in the late 70s, just before Tito died. He was the Croatian communist leader of Yugoslavia before it broke apart, and he died in 1980. I visited Bosnia and Croatia in the mid-80s before the wars, and I didn't experience the hatred that would become common later. Funny enough, that first happened in Canada at a grocery store when a woman was speaking the same language as me. And I said, oh, you're Yugoslavian. And she said, no, I'm Croatian, and looked pissed off at me. Way to go traumatizing a six-year-old boy lady. That same sort of look that she gave me was the look I got from leftist women in Michigan, Wisconsin, Miami, and Massachusetts. Except it seemed to be contempt for me because I was a man and they were leftist feminoids. It's hard keeping a rational mind when people in different groups are butchering each other and where the hatred really comes from. Sure, Croatians slaughtered Serbs in WW2. Muslims butchered Serbs during the Ottoman occupation. Genetically, all three groups are the same, but they see themselves as separate from one another. Pretty close to the way that Americans on the left and the right see each other. No one ever gave me an explanation as to why the war started. I tried looking at the situation from a rational point of view, and the Serbs didn't want to see Yugoslavia disintegrate, because they were the majority and Belgrade was the capital. Based on having the majority, they could control the country. I see former Yugoslavia as a miniature version of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, except the majority in this case was Serbs. Austro-Hungary started to unwind when a Serbian guy killed the Archduke Ferdinand. So if the Serbs wanted to keep their own smaller version of Austro-Hungaria, then they probably should have known that it wouldn't last. After the Soviet Union fell apart, most of the regions separated peacefully. People wanted freedom and independence, and it was only in regions that were ethnically mixed where you saw the really big problems break out. The border should have been redrawn immediately. The eastern part of Croatia should have gone to the Serbs as well as other parts. Parts of northern Serbia should have gone back to Hungary. Serbs should have also accepted that Kosovo was gone and to only take 10-15% of what was left. Even to this day, my relatives refuse to believe that it belongs to the Albanians. I told them accept that it's gone and go in there and bring out the old tiny churches and historical artifacts back to Serbia. And they didn't listen. And a decade or two later were complaining about all the tiny churches getting destroyed. There was also the issue of the US creating their military bases in Kosovo, which Serbs didn't like. Kind of like what NATO would have done if Ukraine had joined and built massive bases right along Russia's border. My point is that these civil wars were mainly as a result of territorial land disputes centered around who held certain land historically and who was occupying it today. America doesn't have the same problem yet. I'll discuss how what happened in Yugoslavia could happen in America in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to if America splits along Republican and Democrat lines, there'll probably be a civil war in California, clown world show. If hypothetically America split along state lines, there would be tons of people in places like rural California that would want to go with the Republican side. But suddenly they'd find themselves on the wrong side of the line. And that's when you get a civil war, as they would fight for the independence of Eastern California from the rest. The same might happen in places like Southern Florida, or you might see Republicans trying to retake places like Las Vegas and Denver from leftist separatists. Serbs made up the majority of the people in Bosnia. So when Bosnia declared independence from Yugoslavia, the Serbs took up arms and fought for a reunification of Yugoslavia. Other factors that led up to the breakup was that in the 1980s, money was being printed and there was a lot of debt. The US debt is out of control, and in recent years, inflation has been pretty bad. In Yugoslavia, the government continued to print and spend, destroying people's life savings. It's easy to get your people on board for independence in Slovenia and Croatia when you promise them that you'll have more stable currency and that some bureaucrats in Belgrade won't be printing your money into oblivion. I can completely understand why you'd want independence in that case. If I was Yugoslavia after those two regions declared independence, I'd try and negotiate a territorial exchange if possible, or maybe redraw up the maps. They must have had warning that the country was about to disintegrate. How this all relates to America is that you have two common peoples with the same language but two different belief systems, which might as well be religions at this point. One side would need to basically declare independence from the other. The states that are part of the right get tons of transfer payments from the states on the left, where most of the economic activity happens. So it's unlikely that the right would want to decide to leave America. I think it's more likely that the left would leave. But they would need food and fuel from the central parts of the country. It's not like in Yugoslavia where each region would operate autonomously. America's left and right are in what I believe to be a codependent relationship. They need each other for economic and energy survival, and maybe that's why the left is so desperate to get off of fossil fuels. Because then it wouldn't need the rest of the country and it could separate from it. Then it has nothing to do with environmentalism and everything to do with independence. Plus the people on the left are like the angry Croatian woman that I saw. The same look I see on American feminist leftoids' faces was the same one on that Croatian woman's face. They don't identify as Americans anymore, and we could easily see America balkanize, with Serbs being the Republicans invading independent woke states, preventing them from leaving. Any warfare could actually happen in regions that were contested like Michigan or Wisconsin. So if you want to stay safe regardless of what side you're on, then you need to put yourself at the center of a massive red or blue region. If you're in a mixed area that can be hotly contested, then I would be careful. I also saw the same attitude from Ukrainian people when I said that they were from the Soviet Union while I was growing up. One neighbor said she wasn't a Russian, but Ukrainian, and I had no idea what that meant at the time. Funny enough, eastern Ukraine has a lot of Russians living in it, and that's where most of the war has been going on. Ukraine wants the eastern territory back, but most of the Ukrainians are gone from there, and Russians are moving in. Serbs usually take the side of the Russians, so my Ukrainian cousin got pissed off at me for seemingly defending Putin. But it had nothing to do with that. I was just trying to figure out where the hatred was coming from. I knew all about the Holodomor and Stalin pretty much starving people from Ukraine. But all he kept saying was Putin was literally Hitler, with no evidence. The same sorts of nonsense that those on the left are saying about Trump. I couldn't understand why there was all this hate. I obviously changed my tune once Putin invaded Ukraine. Maybe someone can also explain this to me. People are just too damn petty and tribal for my liking these days. They have their own group preference, and you could see Ukraine being very open to the trans agenda these days, and Western culture. So you might see why Russians that are trying to protect their conservative values and borders these days went to war. The Russians have now hardened their positions in the east and created what amounts to a buffer zone with minefields, barbed wire, and tons of other traps in case the Ukrainians want to invade. I suspect that eventually the border will be redrawn. The Serbian army should have done the same thing in eastern Croatia and in other areas that were predominantly Serbian. Put a wall of military forces up to protect your people and create a new border. As for America falling into civil war, first the economy would have to get really, really bad. And second, as I mentioned, one side would have to leave, which I think is the left, and they would need to have energy independence first. But green technology won't cut it. The only other option for them is to buy their oil from foreign sources. But unlike Yugoslavia, if America breaks apart, the rest of the world is going to have a field day going to war, because the world's policemen will have effectively OD'd on donuts. We all better pray that doesn't happen, because remember that American naval forces defend much of the high seas, and without them, there would be a ton of piracy. That's one of the reasons why globalization has worked thus far, because of the American naval ships patrolling shipping corridors. Without them, we'd have to go back to more local or regional economies, and that means those on the left wouldn't be able to import their energy and goods, which they would need, so they'd have to start manufacturing things again. And you try getting those on the left to be masculine and work in a factory. Forget about it. Most of them won't do it. I hope that gives you some things to ponder, Joe. Today's Not So Mystery Link shows you just how out of touch many leftists are today. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Joe for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that during a civil war, people are smashing each other for the most random pieces of territory on the map. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people like Sandman with mixed ethnicity from being forced to take sides away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.